And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Mary has allowed herself to be persuaded to let Rupert Barlow take her home to Rosehaven from his nearby Long Island estate at Oyster Bay without waiting for her friend Maud Marlowe to come with them. For, as Rupert says, there's no reason to break up the garden party, and besides, any number of people will gladly drive Maud home when she's ready to leave. But meantime, Maud has been enjoying a conversation with young Oliver Wilson, the handsome guest who returned from Bermuda with Julia Dixon, Rupert Barlow's secretary. And as Maud and Oliver sit on a marble bench at one end of the formal garden, we hear...
I do think it must be thrilling to be on the stage, Miss Marlowe. I can't imagine anything more exciting.
Young man, if you'd been in show business as many years as I have and were now a beaten-down old character actress, you might not think it was so thrilling.
Nonsense. You know, you've given a very poor account of yourself. Or from what they tell me, you're about as famous as anyone on Broadway. Tell me, is it true that you're about to become even more famous in a new play this fall?
Well, you'd better wait till after opening night to make any predictions. It's far safer.
Oh, but I say...
Well, it is true that I start rehearsal shortly for a play in which I have the biggest part. It's a play for a wonder that doesn't concern itself with glamorous young love.
I say, that's a pity.
Oh, not for me, it isn't, not in the least.
Well, since you know so many people in the theater, tell me something more of that actress I met earlier this afternoon.
Actress?
Well, yes, yes, she came with you. In the Nobles.
Oh, you mean Claudia Vincent.
Yes. Isn't she an actress? I understand that she and Mr. Noble had to leave early because of some rehearsal or something of the sort.
Yes, Claudia Vincent is to take the leading lady's part in Larry's play when the present lead steps out to get married.
Ah, what a break for her. Does that sort of thing happen often here in America?
Oh, not at all. It's quite unusual for an unknown actress to step into the lead of a hit play.
Then how in the world did she ever manage it?
Oh, that's quite the story.
I do wish you'd tell me. How did she get this amazing break?
How? Well, pursue Larry Noble. He talked to the producer of his play, Harold Ramsey, and persuaded him to let Claudia try out for the part.
Oh, I see. Then it must mean that Mr. Noble is more than casually interested in the lady. Aha, I thought as much.
You're quite wrong, young man. You don't have the facts straight at all.
Oh, then I do wish you'd put me right.
It's only natural that Larry should help Claudia in her stage ambitions.
But why, if she's totally unknown?
Well, she's unknown in the theater. Claudia Vincent is a stage name. If I told you her real name, you'd be more than startled.
What in the world do you mean?
Claudia Vincent comes from one of the most important, influential, and wealthy families in the entire country.
You don't mean it. Oh, please... Tell me the name.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it. Claudia wants more than anything to have her chance on Broadway on the basis of her own ability. She made everyone absolutely promise not to reveal her true identity.
But surely she'll be recognized.
Oh, well, naturally. People of her own special set will recognize her. But she doesn't care about that. All she wants is a chance to test her ability. Without the power of her name to fall back on.
I see, but if you say Mr. Noble knew who she was, then it wasn't actually a test, you think?
Oh, how very astute of you, Mr. Wilson. I see that you've grasped the idea perfectly. Well, of course Larry is anxious to have her succeed. It's only natural. A woman of her tremendous wealth? Oh, that would be a great asset to any actor who likes to select his own plays.
I see. Mm. Mr. Noble is evidently rather a clever fellow.
Well, of course he is.
Will she be staying with the Nobles?
Oh, dear, yes. I imagine so. Oh, they wouldn't let her out of their sight. You know how it is. There's so many unscrupulous people about, ready to take advantage of a woman of Claudia's means. Oh, no, it's too much of a responsibility.
But surely she can look out for herself.
Oh, you just don't know Claudia. She's terribly impulsive and so very generous and tender-hearted. Why, most any really attractive man would bowl her completely off her feet.
How extraordinary. Do you know, she absolutely fascinated me the first moment I set eyes on her. Such an unusual type, such aristocratic features.
Oh, yes, indeed. Claudia Vincent is a great beauty. You must get to know her better.
Oh, I say, do you really think it would be possible?
Why not? since Rupert Barlow and Julia Dixon are such close friends of the Nobles.
Well, somehow I doubt if that would work. For some reason, Julia doesn't seem to care for Claudia. I can't imagine why. And, well, you know how it is. As long as I'm a guest here.
Yes, well, I must think of some way to help you see more of Claudia. I'm absolutely sure you two would get along beautifully.
You really mean that?
Absolutely. Why, you were made for each other.
So this is
Mrs.
Stewart behind
you. Hello, Julia, my dear. I've been having a perfectly fascinating talk with your friend, Mr. Wilson. Such a dear boy to be so polite to a woman my age.
Not at all. I've enjoyed every moment of it. In fact,
while you two have been having your little tete-a-tete, I don't suppose you knew that Mary had left for home with Rupert.
Oh, surely you must be mistaken.
No, I'm not mistaken at all, Miss Marlowe. They left half an hour ago in Rupert's convertible. I met them on the path as they were coming up to the house.
Well, I can't understand it. Surely Mary wouldn't have forgotten about me.
Oh, no, no. She said she didn't want to drag you away from the party, so she was going on ahead.
Oh, I see. How very unlike her. I just can't understand it.
Well, I can. Only too well. But please don't worry about how to get home, Miss Marlowe. Rupert told me to be sure to say that Victor would drive you to Rosehaven any time you were ready to go.
Oh, I see. Couldn't I drive you, Miss Marlowe? I'd be ever so glad to do it.
But why, Oliver? I need to say, Victor isn't doing anything, and he'd be absolutely happy to...
Neither am I, dear. You said it wasn't far, didn't you, Miss Marlowe?
Just a few miles, but as long as Victor is gone...
No, really, really. I insist. I have the keys you gave me, Julie, to the sedan. I'll just take that.
Well, really, just what do you make of that?
Isn't he the most considerate boy you ever met? Oh, Julia, no wonder you find him so attractive. Well, I guess I'd better get up to the house. Been so nice, my dear. Such a pleasure. And you must bring your charming guest over to see us very soon. Goodbye, dear.
Julia Dixon watches Maud Marlowe walk rapidly down the garden path. And she wonders at this sudden burst of courtliness on the part of Oliver Wilson, who has not in the least put himself out up until now. Meantime, backstage at the Hamilton Theater just west of Broadway, Larry and Claudia have arrived. And as they walk into the hot and stuffy stage entrance, Larry says...
It'll be worse than I thought. Doesn't feel as if they even have a fan going.
Larry, do you mean to say that the air conditioning isn't on? Well, now, what in the world do they expect of us?
Better not make any complaints, Claudia. Let that come from the rest of the cast.
Well, I certainly don't see why we have to roast alive. And I certainly intend to say something to Mr. Ramsey just as soon as I see him.
Take my advice and don't. There must be some reason for this heat. Remember, it's just as hot for everybody else.
But I'm the only one who's getting ready to step into a new part. All the rest have become familiar with their lines.
All the more reason for going easy. Let's just concentrate on getting the play underway and let it go at that.
How unimportant I am suddenly. My feelings don't matter. My nerves don't count.
Look, Claudia... If you think my idea of heaven is to come to New York on a hot Sunday night in August to spend hours in rehearsal, then just revise your thinking. All I said was that it's equally tough for everybody here. So let's all try to keep our temper. Hmm? Harold! Harold Ramsey! Where are you? Buddy and I are here and we're half-roasted already.
Claudia follows Larry with a sulky expression, not liking this sudden decline of her own importance. At this same time in Rosehaven, Long Island, Rupert Barlow's long, sleek convertible slides to a quiet stop outside Mary Noble's house. And we hear...
Thank you so much, Rupert. You were sweet to bring me home like this. I know Larry Jr. must wonder why I've been so late.
Oh, I bet he isn't even home yet.
Oh, he must be. I'll just run in and see. Thanks again.
Well, wait a minute. Don't run away, Cinderella. It isn't midnight yet.
Thank goodness for that.
Well, can't I even come in and join you? And your son? For supper?
Why, yes, of course, but...
But you'd rather I didn't, is that it? You want me to leave right away?
Oh, of course not, Rupert. I'll be so glad to have you come in. I didn't realize you weren't in a hurry to get back.
I'm never in a hurry to get back. When I'm with you, Mary.
Rupert Barlow takes Mary's hand in his own and starts toward the front door with her. We wonder whether this visit is going to be as difficult to explain as some of his previous visits. Well, be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.